Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Once upon a time, there lived a righteous and kind man named Yunus. He always worshipped the one God and helped people, so God chose him as a prophet. At that time, most people were idolaters and worshipped idols made of stone and wood themselves. In the center of the city, there was a place where Prophet Yunus went and talked to people every day. Prophet Yunus said, "O people, you have to worship the great God, the God who created the earth and the heavens. You should not worship these fabricated idols." And yet, people always laughed and mocked at the words of Prophet Yunus. One day, Prophet Yunus became deeply upset with the people and said to his Lord, "O unique God, these people don't take my words seriously and make fun of me. I ask you to show them your power, otherwise they will never give up on idolatry." The Lord revealed to Prophet Yunus, "Go tell the people, if they do not stop worshipping idols, we will send a great storm to destroy them." Prophet Yunus turned to the people and said, "Repent soon, do not oppress the poor and worship only the one God, or the divine retribution will destroy you all." But still, people laughed at Prophet Yunus and made fun of him. Prophet Yunus, who was upset, left that city. A few days later, he reached the sea. There, a big ship was about to set sail. Prophet Yunus embarked on that ship. The ship departed, but shortly afterwards, a storm started. The ship's captain shouted, "We need to throw one person off the ship, or else we all will die." But nobody was willing to sacrifice themselves. "All right, we'll draw our name out," the captain said. Then on some paper, the name of all the passengers of the ship were written and drawn. The name of Prophet Yunus was drawn. The captain knew Prophet Yunus was a kind and gentle man, so he paused and said, "We will draw again." But again, Prophet Yunus's name was drawn. Inevitably, Prophet Yunus was thrown into the sea. Suddenly, a great whale came out from under the water and swallowed Prophet Yunus and then went underwater again. All the people on the ship were shocked. Prophet Yunus understood that this whale came from God, so he began to pray in the belly of the whale. Prophet Yunus prayed, "Oh great God, I realized that I was in a hurry to guide people. Forgive me and save me so that I could return to my people. This time I will try harder. God, please save me." Finally, the whale went ashore at the will of God and threw Prophet Yunus out of his mouth. Prophet Yunus was so tired that he fell asleep on the sand. At the same time, God planted a bush next to him. Then he sent a goat to stand beside the bush. When Prophet Yunus got up, he made his way to the city. However, Prophet Yunus did not know that the punishment of God was approaching his city. After Prophet Yunus left, the sky was filled with black clouds. One of Prophet Yunus's companions gathered people in the city and said, "Oh people, this is the punishment of God. We will all be killed." The people, who were afraid, were crying out and saying, "I wish we had believed in Yunus's words. God, please forgive us." Shortly thereafter, the storm stopped and the sky calmed down. People who were happy celebrated. At this time, Prophet Yunus arrived in the city. When people saw him, they ran to him and said, "Oh Yunus, we have believed in your words and will serve the one and only God." Prophet Yunus remained a prophet for many years, and his people lived well with him.